E. Mini project. Read about Arthur Conan Doyle and his stories in The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Here you have the summary of the first three stories. The appeal of Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes stories comes from their skillful blend of intelligence and entertainment. The stories challenge readers to hunt for clues and develop their own hypothesis as each narrative unfolds. But in the time between the crime and the resolution, readers come across all sorts of enchantingly drawn characters. The long friendship between Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson is particularly remarkable and gives each story a sense of continuity. The men spend much time making witty banter, but their connection is heartfelt and offers readers an affirming antidote to the double-crossing that Holmes so frequently encounters in his investigations. In The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, each story is self-contained, although certain characters appear in more than one story.
A. Scandal in Bohemia. This short story is told in three chapters and features the reunion of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson after a period of separation. The action revolves around the King of Bohemia. He is getting married, and he must recover compromising letters and a photo that are in the hands of an ex-lover, the enchanting opera singer Irene Adler. The intelligent and witty Adler, however, proves too elusive for the king and even for the great Holmes as she herself gets married and makes her escape with the photo, just in case she ever needs to use it in the future.
The Red-Headed League. A red-headed pawnbroker named Javis Wilson is encouraged by his assistant Vincent Spaulding to join a secretive organization dedicated to honoring red-headed men. Wilson is chosen by the Red-Headed League to copy an encyclopedia by hand for 4 hours daily at a good rate of pay, with the stipulation that he not leave the office. After 8 weeks, however, the office is closed suddenly, so Wilson comes to Sherlock Holmes to learn if he is the victim of a ruse. The organization turns out to be a sham concocted by Spaulding, who is actually a notorious criminal named John Clay. He needed Wilson to be away from the shop so he could build a tunnel from the basement to a nearby bank that he intended to rob.
A case of identity. A young woman named Mary Sutherland is tricked into keeping her inheritance under the control of her stepfather and mother in a cruel case of deception. Her controlling stepfather, James Windibank, disguises himself as a man named Hosmer Angel. Mary falls in love with this mysterious man and pledges to remain true to him no matter what. On the day they are supposed to be married, Angel disappears. When Sherlock Holmes figures out the scam, he doesn't have the heart to break it to the woman, but he threatens violence on Windibank and tells Dr. Holmes that he believes the man will soon turn to a life of crime.